Day 21, December 21st. Today's reflection is based on Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and was written by the Reverend Norma Prina Murphy, class of 1993. I remember when I first sensed a call to go to seminary. I had no idea whether I was to earn an MA, which would enhance my BS in music ed and pave the way for a full-time church musician position, or an MDiv, which would lead to something I'd never imagined. Honestly, my first reaction was one of disbelief. Who? Me, God? Go to seminary, God? That's for smart people, wise people, deeply faithful people. And you're calling me? Then came the objections. But I have a family to care for and four choirs to direct, not to mention my 45 private students. How will my family manage if I add classes to that schedule? And where will the money to pay for it come from? Thin air? But it didn't take long for me to get on board with the notion. The more I considered it, the more I actually got excited about it. Because if God is willing it, then a way forward would be made clear, right? That was not the first merry moment I have had in my life, nor the last one either. There have been many during my life, but that moment was the clearest and most parallel to Mary's that I can recall. So what was your most memorable merry moment? When has God laid a path before you and invited you to travel it? An invitation that has caused you to react with disbelief, maybe objections, and finally with more than acceptance, with anticipation and joy. And what is more to the point, what invitation is God yet laying before you today? That is definitely something to ponder carefully in the next few days, because God is indeed still at work in us, even now. Today's prayer. God of the impossible, you have called us to a life that we could never imagine, but it is the life that leads to joy. Bless the ending of our Advent journey and coming celebration of Christmas anew. In the name of your Word made flesh. Amen.